PAs, allies, and anybody that wants to learn more about the LGBT plus community. My name is Zanardi, and I'm so glad all your beautiful faces are here. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 15 of the podcast. I hope your quarantine is going well. I hope you're staying safe, stay indoors. If you hope you have any family members that are at risk, that you're keeping them safe. And for those that have been affected by the coronavirus, our thoughts are with you. So I know we've had a bit of a break here on the podcast as, you know, we were trying to figure this social distancing thing out, navigating the shutdown and all that's come from that. We aren't going to set a schedule for new releases. However, we will be having more podcasts coming out and more podcasts with non-LGBT members, but just people who are also influential, either on social media or in the community. I know Samantha, aka Middle of Nowhere on TikTok. She has over a million followers. She's a mother and she's an influencer that really helps parents and children with strict parents and over protective parents. She's going to be coming on the podcast. She is a great influence. So we figured this thing out. We're going to be doing these mobile now. And so today's guest is Nick from Nick Videos. Nick is a conservative, very MAGA, Trump-supporting TikToker. And so he is someone that, you know, might align a little bit differently than most people think the LGBTQ is. He is not part of the LGBT plus community. However, we did think it was important to just have these conversations with people who may have differing views or may have be part of a different demographic that, you know, is kind of not related to the community or seen as related to the community. It's important to share our political differences and put those aside and really just kind of get to know each other and figure each other out, see how we can work together. And going into this, I initially thought that Nick was going to be very, you know, kind of against the LGBT community. I thought he would be a pretty conservative on his social values or social views. Then again, this is the LGBT community was the only thing we talked about, but he was actually kind of open to it. So I really enjoyed this episode and talking to him, and I hope you all enjoy. All right, we're live. What's up, Nick? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Just trying to get through this quarantine and all that. So
yeah, for real. It's kind of boring, but you know, we got to get through it.
Yeah. It's a lot of time to post TikToks and make TikToks and all that.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on today and talking with me.
Of course.
I'm sure, I know my followers, people that follow us, appreciate that. They were looking forward to hearing from you. And I'm sure the same for your people. So let's just kind of talk about just LGBT plus rights, you know, okay, and our differing opinions on some things. I'm sure that we have those.
I think we'll agree on as far as rights. I think that we'll agree on everything.
Okay, on everything. So you agree with gay marriage, right?
Yes. I don't believe that the government should force religious beliefs on people that don't believe. I mean, that's literally fascism, like, in my opinion, because there's no reason to be opposed to gay marriage other than if you're like a Christian or a Muslim. And like, sure. I mean, that's theocratic fascism if you're just imposing your religious beliefs on people by writing legislation about it. And I definitely don't agree with that.
Yeah. So on a government level, but of course on a more personal level, like it's a sin, according to some religions.
Correct.
I guess because you used to not believe in gay marriage, right? Like recently.
Correct.
You made a video. So what happened? Like what led you to that decision?
So, just as I've learned more about politics, I've kind of been, you know, like more small government, just more like libertarian on everything. I think that the government is inherently corrupt. So I want them to stay out of as much as possible. And that's just how I see it. And I mean, I don't really think that the government should be involved in marriage whatsoever. Like, I think that the only reason that they would need to be is if like the procreation of the next like generation. But I mean, other than that, like, I mean, there's no reason to really be opposed to it. And like, I've looked more into it, and I don't think that like in the like Leviticus 18:22, it says it's an abomination. I don't think that like, I think that in that context of the time, God was just saying that it was actually Paul that wrote it. And Paul is known for writing stuff that's like a little bit out of the ordinary. Like, for example, like we're not supposed to eat shellfish, hogs, stuff like that. But yeah, I don't think that it's as bad. I don't think that God sees it as bad as like it's portrayed in the Bible per se. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree. I think it's something that's might have been taken out of context
For sure.
A little bit. I personally don't adhere to any religion, but I'm familiar with the Bible a lot. And so I guess what did Leviticus exactly say? Because I think you're more familiar with it. They say that it's like
a man laying with another man is an abomination, something along the lines of that. Leviticus 18:22. It was written by Paul.
Okay. That was written by Paul. That's Old Testament, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I did not know that they wrote the Paul or the disciples wrote the Old Testament. So I want to ask you about a video you made citing that. Like, I guess, so you agree with the gay marriage. That's great. That's cool. We appreciate that. But what's the point of making the video about that?
That was probably before I was opposed to that was probably before like when I was opposed to gay marriage, because I think it was like mid-February when I kind of changed my mind on it, to be honest with you. Like it's pretty new to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty recent then. Because I just want, I mean, from my perspective, I think that is, of course, you have the freedom of speech to say whatever you want, and you should say what you want, but...
Yeah, I believe I actually took that video down as well, too, like recently. Yeah, I believe I did.
Because okay. From my point of view, it's kind of dangerous, because we have to think about externalities. Are you familiar with positive and negative externalities?
Somewhat, yes.
Well, so like you have a following, right? Like a very dedicated fan base. Mm-hmm. You have people that look up to you. And so when you make things like that, they might take it out of context, or they might take it to the next extreme. And that could lead to, you know, bullying or hatred of LGBT people.
That's true.
Even though
That's true.
You personally accept them.
That's true. You're right. That's why I took it down, by the way.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I mean, we want to all like, you know, be able to live happily together and, you know, not pull each other's hair out over issues like this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't even consider it like an issue. Like the LGBT, like the community, like being gay isn't an issue. Like, I mean, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, it's a choice. Like, no, it's literally been, I'm a big facts over feelings guy. Like it's been scientifically proven that being gay is not a choice, or being transgender is not a choice. Like you're born that way. Like you're like the brain scans are different or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily consider it an issue, but like, I mean, I could see like hate crimes against LGBTQ people. That's definitely an issue. But like, I guess that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Just making content that could incite that in the wrong way. It could incite further violence or bullying or things like that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying for sure.
Yeah, you. I know you told me that recently that you do agree with one thing though that Trump did, which was the trans military ban.
That's true.
Do you still agree with that? Yeah.
See, I'm kind of torn, because the only reason that I have to disagree with like transgender people being allowed in the military, it's not because they're transgender. It's not because I dislike transgender people. It's just because like the transgender suicide rate is like 45%, I believe. And they're like at much of a higher risk, like to develop mental illness and stuff like that. So, I mean, like from like a standpoint there, I don't necessarily, it's not even like really the cost thing. Like we already spend so much money on the military. Like what's another drop in the bucket, you know? but yeah, I just, at the same time, I believe that like they should have rights and be able to serve in the military like everybody else. But then you also have to think like they're a way higher risk for mental illness and stuff like that, and possibly injuring other soldiers or hurting themselves. So like, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of torn on the issue, and I'm still like fully developing my opinion on that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, those are good things to be aware of. I would come from the approach that, you know, if they pass the physical and mental exam, then what really is there a reason to not let them in? Because we do have pretty strict, you know, mental and physical exams to make sure that we are, you know, only keeping the best of the best in there. So, you know, if they pass it just as a straight person or cis person would, what's the issue?
Well, they are at higher risk of developing mental illness. That's like the only one possible. That's like the only one possible thing. And it's not even just, it's not because I don't like trans people. I don't have a problem with them. They can do whatever they want in their lives.
Sure.
But it puts them at a risk for themselves. And like when you're in like the military, like you go through some pretty tough stuff. So like that's, it's challenging mentally as well as physically, probably more mentally than anything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it could be a danger to them. It could be a danger to other people. So like, I mean, it's just, I'm kind of torn on the issue because like you said, they do have very strict mental checks and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know. I'm still fully developing. I haven't quite fully developed my opinion on that yet.
Okay. So I would kind of look at it one way, because you're right that many trans people do have, you know, a higher self-harm rate. I mean, I know multiple LGBT organizations have come out with statistics that say that LGBT kids are at a higher suicide rate, things like that.
Yeah, and a lot of that's just because people are rude to them and stuff like that, which I think that will heal over time with culture once everybody becomes more accepting.
Exactly. And that is one thing that we should keep in mind when we're talking about the trans military ban. Because if they are, you know, at a high risk of self-harm or workplace violence, we need to keep in mind, is it because they are trapped in this body that they don't feel is right, and they might not have access to the healthcare they need? Is it certain things like that that's encouraging their reaction or their, you know, unstableness? And if that is the problem and not inherently the person is messed up, it's their...
No, I don't know. I don't think it's the person that's messed up. I think it's more of just like people bullying them and being rude to them for no reason. I mean, like not even the suicide rate, like the murder rate of like transgender people and like especially transgender people of color is a lot higher, like significantly higher than like a regular, like straight cis white man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
I guess that was my point, is that, so if we shouldn't allow them in the military because they're being bullied, well, maybe we should fix the problem, the mental health problem that is stemming from that, which is that they're not being accepted by society or that they don't.
Well, how do we fix that though? That's my, I mean, I don't think that we can like fix the whole society, you know, like, I mean, society, well, like, cause think about it. Like even after like Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, like just because he freed 4 million slaves didn't mean that people were automatically not racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's still plenty of racist people today and we ended slavery like 200 years ago. So like, I don't think that the government can necessarily do anything like to prevent people from being racist. Or not racist, but like discriminatory towards like LGBTQ people. I think that's more of like a cultural thing that'll have to heal over time. And it takes a long time because I mean, there's still racist people today. So
sure. It does take a long time. And that's kind of where things like this come in. We have to have discussions. We have to have, you know, pieces of, we have to be educated and educate others. And just, you know, let people know that it's okay to be gay or whatever you are, or, you know, we need to, it move towards that accepting society. And the way to do that is through, they like to say, normalizing it. And so we're going to get there through conversations like these. So here's my other issue with the trans military ban. I think that one of the negative externalities that comes from it is that there are people who see that or hear that, and then they use their what's the word? It's the bias.
Implicit bias.
Yeah. What was that?
Implicit bias.
No. Confirmation bias. So they might have some transphobia or whatever, and they hear that, you know, trans are banned, and now they have confirmation bias that trans people
are.
That's
true.
That's something we also need to consider. Overall, what? How do you think Trump has been doing with the LGBT community? Do you think that his policies have been good?
I mean, I don't think that he's hurt them in any way, but I don't necessarily think he's done anything crazy like to protect the LGBTQ people or anything like that. But he did launch a worldwide campaign to decriminalize homosexuality, like in the like Middle Eastern countries, which, I mean, you know, he can do as much as he wants, but I don't think that that's going to happen anytime soon in the Middle East, just because of their, you know, government. But yeah, I mean, he hasn't done anything like specific. I mean, I'm not denying that he hasn't like really done anything specific to help them, but I don't think he's done anything to harm them, at least not that I've seen.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that one of the worst things he did, in my opinion, was picking Mike Pence as his VP, because Mike Pence is on record as being very against the LGBT community. And again, that's just harm, whether they actually pass laws that are discriminatory or not. It's almost subconsciously harmful to the community because
not a big fan of Mike Pence.
You're on, okay.
Not a big fan of Mike Pence. That's yeah, so like, don't get me in that loop.
All right, just making sure. Yeah, well, that's good. Fine. If you're not a big fan of Mike Pence, I mean, that's I respect you more for that. So what about? I guess let's talk about some more of the recent stuff that's happened legislation-wise. Tennessee, I think 2 months ago, they are trying to pass this law that makes it harder for LGBT couples to adopt. Meaning they can't raise.
But again, that's not the federal government. That's the state government. That's not Trump.
Right. I guess. Yeah, you're right. That is not Trump. But so you don't agree with that?
No, I would way rather take a same sex couple adopting a kid than being put in orphanage any day. I mean, come on. Yeah. If anybody would rather have him just go to an orphanage, they're stupid. I'm sorry. That's just blatantly stupid.
So I guess from an insider, where are these people coming from? You're obviously Republican, and these are obviously Republicans passing these type of bills. Like what's going on here? Like what?
It's definitely older Republicans. Cause like, I mean, I'm a conservative and I've met a lot of young conservatives just through TikTok. And like, I've met maybe one that is opposed to gay marriage. Wow. I mean, like, I met hundreds of people, like hundreds and hundreds of people that are accepting of gay marriage, the LGBTQ community. Like the conservative movement is shifting more like socially libertarian over time. Mm-hmm. And I think that over time, like once like the older like establishment like GOP figures like get out of politics, I think that we'll see a lot more people in the Republican Party that are accepting of the LGBTQ community as well. But yeah, I mean, I'm not familiar with the Tennessee same-sex couples adopting ban. I'm not a resident of Tennessee. I mean, I don't do like a ton of research about the LGBTQ community. Sure. But yeah. But thank you for familiarizing me with that.
Well, they're just trying to figure out like how different people can work together, different sides, different opinions can work together to make a better place. Let's see. I had a question. Where did it go? Yeah. So do you think that the Bible was like I know we briefly talked about it in the beginning, but do you think the Bible was almost completely misinterpreted or mistranslated when it was referencing homosexuality, and that it doesn't actually mean like modern day homosexuality in its sense?
I'm not, I've actually read a lot about this, and like, I've read like in the King James Version, like the King James Version is like the oldest, like standing, like readable English translation about it. And I believe it was written in like 1617, and it says nearly the same thing as it does in like a modern one, like English Standard Version. It says the same thing, like a man laying with a man is in, I think it says abomination too. I can look it up if you want, but it says something along, the lines of that. And it was written in the 1600s.
Sure. We had some going
to
add something.
Well, I definitely think it's a sin, but again, that's no grounds to write legislation preventing it.
True. I would go a little bit further too, and almost say that, personally, again, that there is people who out there who say that, well, first of all, homosexuality, that word didn't show up in the Bible until I think 1946. And there's many different translations. Obviously, the Bible is written by man. It's, from the Word of God, but it's written by man, translated by man, many, many centuries, many, many different people, many different languages. And so some scholars believe that a lot of what the Bible references as homosexuality is more interpreted as almost like rape, like dominant slave.
There's some scholars that say that reference it as like male prostitution. But again, I mean, if you go back to like the oldest English translation, the King James Version was written in, I believe, 1617. It does say in Leviticus 18:22, a man laying with another man is an abomination. So like, again, I definitely do think that it's a sin, but no ground to write legislation for it.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So I guess what do you think that Republicans need to do specifically, and conservatives, what can those who aren't very accepting of the LGBT community, what do they need to, I guess, learn? How, I know you personally went from a place of not believing in gay marriage, not supporting the community, to being supportive of them. what can those people who are still stuck in that first set do to get there?
I mean, it's just character building. I mean, there's nothing like specific that we can do for them. I mean, that's all them. I mean,
that's what I mean. Learn to be someone who might be listening that is, you know, conservative and not accepting of the community, or someone who's listening and has parents that aren't accepting of the community. What can those people do to become more accepting? Like, is there anything?
I mean, they just need to learn that there's no real reason to prevent gay marriage other than your religious beliefs. And again, imposing your religious beliefs on the populace is the definition of is like a part of fascism. So like, we don't want that here. We definitely don't want fascism in America.
No, definitely not. Nick, do you have any questions for me or anything else you want to discuss?
I mean, no, I just came on. I just wanted to have a good conversation.
Yeah, me too. I think these type of things are pretty important. I know,
for sure.
I know there can be a lot of anger and you know, hatred out there just towards people who have differing opinions. And I don't think that's productive at all. I think it's things not. Like these are where we move as a society towards, you know, being more harmonious and peaceful and happier overall. So,
for sure.
All right, Nick. Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate your time. Of
course. Thank you all so much for listening. You are all so beautiful and amazing. Make sure to check us out at www.thealphabetmafia.com. You can read our blogs there. You can support our brand. Get a sticker. Get yourself a sticker. That really helps us. It raises brand awareness. You put it on your water bottle. You put it on your laptop. If you want to be featured on our YouTube show where I answer your DMs and emails regarding, you know, your situation you're in or needing advice, you can email us at info@thealphabetmafia.com. Again, that's info@thealphabetmafia.com. Just put in the headline LGBTQ+advice, something like that, and I will try and read it and then use it on the show. Of course, if you need serious help, you can visit thetrevorproject.org or you can give them a call at 1-866-488-7386. If you are in need of serious help, please reach out to those people immediately. They will be more than happy to help in a tremendous way. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you have a beautiful morning, evening, whatever it is. Good night.